one day walking to catch a public transportation and take another day to come to the school.
有一个学生从他住的地方需要走路走一天的时间，然后再坐巴士再坐一天来到学校。
And we have quite a number, maybe one third of the students are from Sudan, from southern Sudan.
有大概三分之一的学生是从北边的苏丹那边过来的。
And these because of the war in Sudan.
因为苏丹那边的战争的原因，所以很多这边学生他们小时候并没有上学。
So they came to our school with they are much older. One of the requirements is that we will have Sunday service, Sunday chapel every Sunday.
因为是跟教会合建的一个学校，所以他们有一个需要是他们在礼拜天的时候要参加礼拜天的崇拜。
So through that, we are able to bring the gospel to them.
借着这个可以把福音传给他们。
Okay, the next slide. Yeah, this is the during the classroom.
这是教室里面。
Next one.Chris was teaching English and biology.
Chris 在教英文跟生物。
And the next one. And these are the Sudanese students.
这些是苏丹的那些学生们。
In the beginning, they were sort of quite a resist of the gospel.
刚开始他们对福音有很大的排斥。
But after a year of interact with them, talking to them, at the end, before we left, they are quite open.
但经过一年以后跟他们交往，他们现在的心打开了。
And we pray that God's word will continue to work in their heart.
我们希望神的话语会继续在他们心里做工。
Next one, please. Chapel. Every Sunday we have a chapel. That's why we bring the able to have an opportunity to bring the gospel to them.
这是礼拜天的崇拜把福音带给他们。
Okay, next one, please.Another, Chris also teaching music.
Chris 在教音乐。
Another one. And we have also have a lot of interaction time with the students.
他们有很多时间可以跟学生在一起。
Because they are boarding school, this is a boarding school, so we sort of term our ministry there is 7-11, 7 days a week, 11 hours in the office.
因为他们是住在宿舍里面，所以他们说他们的事工一个礼拜七天，一天有11个小时。
And 24/7 with them because they are there all the time. So we have a lot of opportunities to minister to them to interact with them.
几乎24小时无时无刻都跟他们在一起，所以有很多的机会可以跟他们传福音。
But it also make us very, very tired and very, very drained. The ministry really drained us.
但这施工你可以想象也是非常的忙碌，让我们觉得非常的疲劳。
Next one, please. And they have their equipment. One of the very few schools that has microscopes in their school. We are able to get it from the local clinic.
他们可以在当地的门诊那边借了一个显微镜来做他们的教材。
Next one, please. And activities.
有一些活动。
As you can see, it's very rocky. The place is very a lot of rocks. But the students they were able to clear the rocks and have the feel for activities for volleyball.
那边其实有很多的大石头，他们需要把这个土地这边清一清，所以他们可以打球。
Okay, next. And this is our new principal, headmaster. He's a local Turkana, and he's the principal of the school. And please pray for him because he will ask God to help him to lead us, continue to lead the school.
这是我们新的校长，是当地人。那我们请大家为他代祷。
And the next one. And this is a picture of the whole class.
这是整个这一班的学生的照片。
One of the reasons we went up to secondary school there was because we see the great need of discipleship.
我们去到那边做事工的原因是我们觉得他们有这个门徒训练的需要。
And we saw that the great need of discipleship is because after we were in the seminary, the Bible school, we saw that the faith among the Kenyan, among the Christians, their faith is very shallow.
在他们在肯亚那个圣经学校的事工之内，他们看到肯亚的人虽然他们有信心，但他们信心非常的薄浅。
Actually, this the description of the Kenyan Christian's faith is that a mile wide and an inch deep. And many people claim themselves as being Christians, but their faith is very shallow.
虽然他们有很多自称为基督徒，但他们的信心很浅。他们说，他们的信心就像一英里那么宽，但是只有一英寸那么浅。
And this has been exemplified by the post-election two years ago.
这尤其在两年前他们选举以后的情形可以看到。
And maybe some of you have heard about the riot and the unrest and the problem in Kenya about two years ago.
你们可能也听过在两年前选举以后他们有一些暴乱。
And we have experienced that.
他们呢经历了这些暴乱。
And we saw that during that troubled time, even Christians, they are involved in killing other people.
在那个时候，即使是那些自称基督徒人，他们也参加这些暴乱跟谋杀的事件。
So he promised to think of that. Why are they called themselves Christian and yet they can go and kill other people?
可以让你思考为什么他们自称为基督徒，但是他们竟然可以去谋杀别人。
Today we call ourselves Christians. Perhaps we will not go to that extent to kill other people, but is our life, is our faith deep enough that we can withstand a lot of influence from other people from outside?
那我们自称为基督徒，虽然我们不至于谋杀别人，但是在我们的生活上，是不是也能够活出神的见证？
What is God's will for each one of us being here? We are many of us. We are not in Kenya. We are not in overseas doing mission work. But does God want us to be the missionary here as well?
虽然我们不在肯亚做宣教士，但是神的旨意在我们每个人身上是什么？他要我们做什么
？Well, I'd like to share with you this morning with from the passage from Mark chapter 4.
今天早上想分享一段经节，在马可福音第四章。
It's a very familiar passage. Because of time, I would like to ask Dr. James to just read in Chinese from verse 13 to 20.
像大家都很熟悉，我们就读从十三节到二十节。十三节，又对他们说：“你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的，就是人听了道。”撒旦立刻来，把撒在他心里的道夺了去。那撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的。及至为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了。就不能结实。那撒在好地上的人，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。
Thank you. This is a very famous or familiar parables of Jesus.
像这是大家很熟悉的一个比喻。
Talks about four different kinds of a field or land that the seed can fall onto.
讲到四种土壤，这个种子可以被撒在那里。
And any of us can be fall into, all of us can fall into any one of these four.
那我们都可以被分在这四个种类里面。
The first parable or the first field that Jesus was talking about was the pathway.
第一个是撒在那路旁的。
And the pathway can represent a very hard area.
这路旁那边泥土是非常的坚硬。
And in Kenya, we are very familiar with agriculture, land and different places.
在肯亚，你到处都可以看到他们农业的这个农产地。
And one area that is within the field, the area is very hard. Perhaps is the way is the place that where people walks a lot.
在一个农产的这个土壤上面，唯一这个硬的地方就是他们走道的地方。
And paths are the a location that people has been repeatedly walking through.And the place will become very hard.
因为大家也不断地走在那同一个地方，所以那个土壤变得非常的坚硬。
And perhaps a lot of times we talk about this type of field. We talk about, oh, this is where those non-Christians are. They refuse the gospel. They don't want to hear the gospel because their heart is so hard.
我们讲到这种土壤的时候，我们常常说这是那些不愿意接受福音的人，福音撒在他们，他们不愿意聆听福音的道理。
But perhaps this is can be also applied to any one of us, can be applied to Christian as well.
但是也许我们也可以把这个应用在基督徒的身上。
Can our heart be hardened enough that the Holy Spirit cannot penetrate our heart?
我们心是不是也会那么的坚硬？那圣灵不能够在我们身上做工
？Can our heart be so hardened that God's word cannot grow and be effective？
我们心是不是也能够那么坚硬？那神的话语就不能在我们身上做工
？Yeah, sure we can.
是的，这也是可以的。
And in Turkana, the culture there is they like to ask for things.
在 Turkana 那边，他们喜欢要求一些东西。
And when they come to your house, they like something, they will say, I like this thing. Then you have to give it to them.
在他们的文化里面，他们可以来到你家中说啊，我喜欢这个东西，那你应该给他们。
So what do you do is you go to their house and you say, I like this thing. They will give it to you also.
所以你到他们家中，你跟他说啊，我喜欢这个东西，他们也会给你。
But in the culture, when we live in a culture that everybody or every day there are so many people asking for things, our heart become hardened and sort of rejecting them.
但是在那里每天有那么多人来了家中跟你要这些东西，渐渐你的心就硬了。
And we became feeling that when we see them coming, we already decided.Oh, we're not going to give it to them anything today.
所以我们有时候看到他们走进来的时候，心里就已经决定说，我们今天什么都不要给他们。
In the same way, a lot of times, as being a Christian for, especially a lot of us being Christian for a long time, and our habit can prevent us to let God speak to our heart.
有时候我们当基督徒当了很多年了，那我们自己的习惯，让我们的心硬了，就不愿意接受神的话语。
Maybe every Sunday you can sit at different location, not sit at the same place. Maybe God will speak to you easier.
也许每个礼拜天你愿意换你坐了座位的地方的时候，也许神会用不同的话来跟你讲话。
But the second field is a shallow soil.
第二种土壤是那种石头地上的。
And the rocks are so much that the seed cannot penetrate.
因为有很多石头，那个根没有办法往下长。
And there was a writer, Christian writer, Philip Jenkins.
有一个基督徒的作家Jenkins.
He talked about a book. He talked about the lost history of Christianity.
他讲到基督徒失去的历史。
And he talks about he traced back in the history of Christianity in the past.
他来看这个基督徒他们过去的历史。
Many locations in the history, like Constantinople and other places in Middle East and Egypt, used to be a flourish Christian center.
他看到在过去，在中东的地方，在埃及、伊拉克跟叙利亚这些地方，以前有很大的基督徒的城市。
But what happened today?
但是现在呢
？These places are all fell into.Muslim.
他们现在都变成了回教徒的地方。
And he looked at the history, found out that during that time, it was not so much of persecution when the Muslim came.
他研究历史发现，当回教徒来的时候，他们并没有迫害基督徒。
Well, what they did was they just assimilate into the culture.
只是他们渐渐的被融入了那个文化。
And the Christians at that time, their faith was not strong enough.They gradually, slowly assimilate into the culture of the Muslim.
那基督徒的信心不够，他们也慢慢的、渐渐的就接受了回教徒的文化，就变成了像他们一样。
And today we see the same thing in America.
今天我们在美国也看到同样的情形。
We used to call here as a Christian country.
我们以前说美国是一个基督徒的国家。
And now we are many of us we are fighting, for our faith.
但是现在我们常常要为我们的信仰而征战。
Can all of us become assimilate into the culture that does not believe to God anymore?
我们会渐渐融入这个不信神的这个文化里面吗？
It can be.
是有可能的。
If our faith is not deep enough in the Word of God.
如果我们在神的话语的信心不够的话。
And the third type of field.Is a field with a lot of thorns.
第三种是撒在荆棘里的。
And Jesus very clearly said that these thorns are the one that worries that we have. These are the things that choke us, choke our faith.
这些东西就是这世上的一些忧虑进来把道挤住了。
And the worries of this life, the deceitful of wealth, and the desires of other things.
特别讲到世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑跟别样的私欲。
And I thought about this is that a lot of times we are, as Christians here in North America or in the world, we are also, at this time, we're also worried a lot about our life because also worry about the financial situation.
现在在北美的基督徒还有在世上的很多基督徒也是有这样的忧虑尤其是在这钱财 的迷惑。
But after coming from living in Turkana for a while, actually I learned that wealth actually is relative.
但是在肯亚 Turkana 那边住了两年，我发觉这种钱财真的是相对的。
The people around us they don't have anything.
那边的人他们真的什么都没有。
They live in a hut.
他们住在一个小木屋。
And all they have are animals.
他们有一些动物。
That's their wealth.
那就是他们的钱财。
Are they poor?
你说他们穷吗？
Yes, from our standard, they are poor.
从我们的标准来看，他们也许是很穷。
From their standard, we are very rich.
从他们的标准来看，我们是非常非常的富有。
But we have met some people, some Turkana, and they claim themselves very wealthy.
但是有一些当地人，他们自己觉得他们很富有。
Because they have many animals.
他们有很多很多的牛羊。
And they are not even willing to slaughter or sell.One sheep to pay for their son's education.
但他们不愿意杀一只羊来付他们儿子的学费。
Because their wealth is defined by how many sheep and how many goats they have.
因为他们的钱财是用羊群来计算的。
So a lot of time when we worry about our property, our possessions, from God's perspective, are those the most important thing in our life?
有时候我们对我们的钱财、我们的房子、财产来忧虑，但是这是神认为是重要的吗
？The last one, the good soil, is the one that produces many fruits, many crops.
最后那撒在好地上的就是结了很多的果实。
And in fact, this is what God is desire for each one of us.
这是神在我们每个人身上想要有的。
He wishes and he desires that all of us.Have this productive life.
他希望每个人都能够为他结果。
Not for the sake of our own gain or our own wealth.
不是为了我们自己的好处。
But for the sake of His kingdom.
而是为了他的国度的原因。
Because Jesus was talking about telling His disciples the secret of the kingdom is about this.
因为耶稣说这个他的国度的秘密就在这里。
And as we reflect, as we read this passage, let us all think about what is the kingdom of God.
当我们来思考这段经节的时候，我们来思考神的国度是什么。
How is our life productive and abundant for God?
我们的生活是不是为神的国度而结果
？And perhaps one of the requirement or one of the way is ask God to soften our heart first.
也许我们可以求神来让我们的心田更软一点。
Many we have many worries, we have many things in our heart, and maybe perhaps a lot of habits that prevents God's word to speak to us.
我们也许有一些习惯，我们也许有一些忧虑，防止了我们来听神的话语。
But we pray that God will soften our heart and His Holy Spirit can penetrate so that we can be productive for God's kingdom.
我们求神来软化我们的心，打开我们的心来接受他的话语。
Thank you.
谢谢。
我们很谢谢主牧师的信息和分享，让我们继续为他们的服事来到祷告。他们今年八月就要再次回到工厂上，去一个新的是像学校，所以我们是特别的要为他们是代祷，也支持他们的服事。我们今天在崇拜结束的时候，让我们一起是唱一首回应的诗歌，第261首，261首。如果你可以站起来，欢迎你站起来。我们有一故事传给万邦，是人心会转变了我，是真理与慈爱故事讲述平安与真光，讲述平安与真光，因为夜必要转为晨光，道无真根照耀辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，全地充满爱与光。我们有一诗歌传给万邦，要使人心向主归向，这诗歌能胜过罪恶，能粉碎烈焰与傲墙，能粉碎烈焰冒墙，也必要变为晨光，道无真根照耀辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，全地充满爱与光。我们有一信息传给万邦，住在高天掌权作王，差遣爱子救赎我们，显明神慈爱无量，显明神慈爱无量，也追求纯为真光，道无真根照耀辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，全地充满爱与光。有一救主传给万邦，他曾经历痛苦之后，主是真心的命，借来向着你归家，借来向着你归家，因可也必要转为晨光，道无真根照耀辉煌，基督国度必降临地上，全地充满爱与光。 让我们一起同